see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call in 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And if you have not yet done so, like our page on Facebook, Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. And that's where you can see what is going on here behind the scenes in the studio. We are streaming this through Facebook Live, so tune in. I'm thrilled to be joined. We've got a jam-packed lineup and a very, very packed studio here in beautiful Elk Grove Village. Thrilled to be joined by Brooke and Jennifer, who have a really a fascinating story and a fascinating journey. Jennifer, you are the Director of Financial Opportunities at LISC Chicago, and you have brought a wonderful, wonderful guest with you. Brooke is here in studio. Quite a journey. Let's start with you, Brooke. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Chicago native, born and raised on the South Side, Bridgeport. Made some poor life choices, some poor decisions that got me some places that I didn't want to be. And for the past just about 2 years, I have successfully turned my life around.
That's fantastic. And we all have sort of these journeys. That's the term that I used. And I truly believe that we have those journeys, and you take advantage of the gifts of God and the wonderful, wonderful people in your life. And I know that that Jennifer has been one of those people. Jennifer, as I mentioned, you are with LISC Chicago, and you have introduced Brooke and her family to a wonderful program, wonderful resource. Let's talk about that and how you met each other.
All right. Thank you. So I work for LISC Chicago, and so we're a national community development organization. We're based here in Chicago. And a part of our work is bringing resources to neighborhoods to make them stronger and healthier. One of those resources is our Financial Opportunity Center Network. And what that is places where people can go in the city to get access to a financial coach to talk about their finances, workforce development services to help them with their career, and access to public benefits. And Brooke came to one of our centers, the Center for Changing Lives in Logan Square. And she came there, and they kind of helped her along the journey.
That's fantastic. So obviously, Brooke is here and willing to share her story. Let's talk about some of the specifics of the numbers of people that have been helped. I know Brooke is one of many, which is just so inspiring and so amazing. Let's talk specifically about some of the resources that are available to Chicagoans. It is fantastic, and truly you are changing lives and helping people turn the corner.
So specifically, you come into one of these centers, and most people come in want to support helping to get a job. And so through that process, they get to talk to a financial coach about their finances. So looking at their budget, their balance sheet, their credit score, and really kind of help them develop a goal for their life around their finances. And the coach is there to walk with them along that journey of achieving that goal that they set up.
That's fantastic. So, Brooke, you have started to turn that corner. What are some of your goals? What are some of the things that you are working towards that over the coming year or even 5 years, where do you hope to be together with your family?
Well, currently I'm working on building my credit through the help of Center for Changing Lives. My goal is basically to continue to improve my credit. Goals are many, you know, to be gainfully, happily employed, Center for Changing Lives can potentially help me with that. I'm not sure what other goals I have. Just
that's great, and those are all huge milestones. Think back to a couple of years ago, where you were and where you are now. And where you hope to be, and hopefully that can be an inspiration. That's the goal of having you on. Hopefully that can be an inspiration to others. So Jennifer, tell me a little bit about some of the you mentioned Logan Square as an example, but let's talk about some of the numbers for people that have been helped, and it's not just numbers, it's lives that have been changed.
Yes, it is alive. So we've been doing this work for a little over 12 years. So we've helped thousands of Chicagoans, like Brooke, help them increase their credit score. For some people, they have no score when they come in the door, so they actually get scored. We help people get jobs. Sometimes they may start in a job less than minimum wage, so we help them get to a higher wage. We have training opportunities for them. We have people that come through one of our centers, North Lawndale Employment Network. They help people become diesel mechanics. So I think about a client that they helped get a job at CTA. And over 3 years, now he went from making $11 an hour to making over $20 an hour. So we have a lot of different success stories.
That's great. And Brooke, is there anybody that you want to sort of give a shout out? Obviously, Jennifer's standing next to you here in studio. But is there anybody from the LISC team that you specifically want to call out that have been helpful in that journey?
I'll give a shout out to Natalie at Center for Changing Lives.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful. So, Jennifer, back over to you. How can people, our listeners that are tuning in, business owners or people that frankly need the help, what can they do? Now, of course, we'll share the website in a moment so people can actually learn how to take advantage of the resources. But for somebody that's willing to give, willing to help, what can they do? Are there volunteer opportunities available?
Yes. So there's LISC at our organization. Then we work with 10 partners, which are listed on our website, and they always can use the help of volunteers. Obviously, monetary resources are helpful as well. And so I'm going to give our website at the end of the presentation, and then you can go there and figure out all of the details there on how to donate and give your time.
That's fantastic. So Brooke, you're well underway in your journey. We sort of glossed over this, but tell me a little bit about your family that have been along for the ride.
So it's just me and my 4-year-old daughter, and we've actually been, when I first went to Center for Changing Lives, she was not with me full-time, and I'm happy to say that she now is through, you know, the work that I've been doing and basically the commitment that I have.
Well, congratulations once again to you, and keep it up, and we're all here cheering for you, rooting you on, and hopefully we'll have our listeners that will hopefully step up, volunteer, donate, of course. What a fantastic program. Center for Changing Lives, LISC Chicago. We've shared stories of other programs and other departments and other resources in the past. But as we're running out of time, I want to make sure that we share the website. Jennifer, if you don't mind, tell us how people can get in touch.
So our website is LISC, LISC-Chicago.org.
LISC Chicago. One more time. Let's make sure that people have that website. One more time.
So that's LISC, LISC-Chicago.org. Check us out.
Fantastic. Well, Jennifer McLean, thank you so much for coming here in studio, bringing Brooke along. Brooke, once again, congratulations on your journey, on your success. And I cannot wait to see what your future holds. And I'd love to stay in touch and hopefully follow your journey over the next while. And to our listeners, I certainly implore you to get involved. LISC is truly changing lives. It's not just about numbers. It's about the impact. And the impact, this is just one of the many, many stories you can support by donating. You could support in so many other ways. And get in touch, LISC-Chicago.org. So once again, ladies, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. Coming up, as I mentioned, I've got a jam-packed studio. Mike Leon from Athena Investor Services will be joining me after our very quick break. We have Joseph Bartopinka also here in studio talking about a book about his mother, the wonderful Judy Bartopinka. And we'll also be talking with Ralph Welburn later on in the program. A very, very full lineup. We're powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. And we'll be back in just a few moments after this quick break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Ike at Western. A crash blocking two right lanes, Thorndale to the post office at 37, on the outbound at 31. Inbound Edens, Lakehook to the junction at 21 on the outbound 19. Inbound Kennedy, pockets of sluggish delays from the junction into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 35. From the junction 20. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 33. Outbound express lanes at 8. On the inbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34. On the outbound at 38. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95 to downtown at 22. Brake lights from 31st to the circle. Outbound at 18 minutes. It is currently overcast, 73 degrees, scattered showers, tonight a low of 65, tomorrow Monday a high of 79, next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
Reading's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
Thank you for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night, and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code CHICAGO.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And it's stories like Brooks that make this all worthwhile, being able to share those stories, share those resources. But as our listeners surely know, we like to bring on experts. And my next guest is a cryptocurrency expert. Mike Leon is joining me here in studio. Of course, you would know that if you had liked our Facebook page, Get Down to Business. And because we are streaming it live, so like that page. Mike Leon, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Exciting to be here today.
Absolutely. So you are, as mentioned, a cryptocurrency expert. You are known nationwide, working with Athena Investor Services. So let's start with you. Cryptocurrency is a fascinating space, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. Who are you? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. So let me tell you how I got into this. And it really is a highly disruptive technology that I think we're in the really early days of. My background was when I graduated college in the early 80s, I worked for a trading firm on the floor of the CBOE, traded for a while, and then for the last 20 years prior to coming on to Athena, I ran the equity risk management group at Northern Trust. And in that group, I was working a lot with clients that had large concentrations of single stock because they were corporate executives, they had sold the business to a publicly traded company in a stock-for-stock deal, or they were getting distributions from venture capital and private equity. And it was from that I met the founders of Athena and became really interested in cryptocurrencies.
It's a fascinating background, and you've had a very interesting ride in getting to this point. Some pretty prominent companies along the way, and it is you started this you mentioned by saying it's disruptive, and I think that is a probably a pretty good description. So Athena Investor Services. So you are based on your website, you guide clients through the digital currency landscape. What does that mean? Tell us about the team at Athena and what you guys do.
Sure. So I think what's really interesting when you look at the founders of Athena, they were really early adopters of crypto assets and distributed ledger technologies or the blockchain. And they saw this as a world-changing transformational technology. And so they started both investing in digital assets very early on, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum. But they also started two businesses. The first business is we have Bitcoin ATMs, and we have 72 Bitcoin ATMs in 6 states, plus 3 in Latin America, 1 in Argentina and 2 in Colombia, that allow individuals to go and buy Bitcoin 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from these kiosk machines located, again, throughout the country. In the ATMs, you can only buy up to $10,000 worth of Bitcoin. If you have an interest in buying more, and what I do is I run basically Athena Investor Services, which is a high-touch business to help clients invest, use, and trade in Bitcoin in the amounts between $10,000 and $5 million. And we do get a lot of clients that are coming in that want to buy $200,000. Sometimes it's 50,000, but we're seeing a continual flow of business from people that want to have a small position in this emerging technology.
So, what sets Athena apart from other companies that are also sharing the market?
So, I think when you look at where a lot of our competition is, there are names that you might have heard about, Coinbase, for example, or Gemini, which are two exchanges. The difference between what they do and what we offer is we offer a high-touch service. You can call me up. You can talk to me about the market. You can get our views, and we will make you a price on anything that you would like to do. When you're talking about a lot of these exchanges, it's really hard to talk to an individual. And so what we're seeing is a lot of clients that want help in how to hold the currencies. They want some information. And they want to be able to talk to somebody. And that's our big competitive advantage in the market.
Interesting. So who are potential investors? Why would somebody want to be talking about cryptocurrency? Isn't it risky? Sort of help us demystify what is truly a fascinating and as you said, disruptive space.
So I think the way that you have to think about blockchain and cryptocurrencies is that when you look at what's happening in the world right now, the largest hotel company in the world owns no hotels and no hotel rooms, and it's Airbnb. The largest transportation company in the world owns no cars and no planes, and it's Uber. The largest retailer does have a few stores now in Amazon, but it's the digitalization of everything. And this is the digitalization of value and money over the internet. Now, the way that I look at this in my own personal investments in crypto is that I want to have a small exposure. And when I mean small, I think between 3 to 8% of your investment portfolio in something like this is probably where you want to be. This is a highly volatile, highly risky asset class, and it could go to zero. But it's also, I think, very possible that we could see this up 20 or 40 times in the next 3 to 5 years. You know, when you look at something like Facebook, Facebook went public in 2012. Today, Facebook is bigger than Wells Fargo, Boeing, GM, Ford combined. And a lot of, when you look at the technology companies that have been so transformational in this digital age, because the companies that are doing well are all digital technology companies, and the companies that are struggling are companies like GE, because we're moving away from that, from essentially the big manufacturing to the digitization of information. And that's really what cryptocurrencies allows you to get, is exposure in a decentralized blockchain that I think is going to become really interesting going forward.
So once again, we're chatting with Mike Leon, who is a nationally well-regarded expert in the world of cryptocurrency blockchain. And Mike, I've followed, although I have to say nowhere nearly as closely as you have clearly, I've followed blockchain in the news. And I've been fascinated, and I'm curious, what changes have you seen in the acceptance of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, and where do you see things going over the coming years?
Well, I think that acceptance right now, we are really at the early stages, and we're trying to, I think, gather whether or not this technology is going to work and whether or not it can be scaled. But I think what's interesting is that when you look at innovations, they are always looked at initially with either ridicule or nobody believes it's real. And you can go back to the telephone. You know, when the telephone was initially invented, it was going to be for telegraph operators to talk to other telegraph operators. Nobody had the idea that you would actually be able to pick up a phone and talk to somebody. The internet in 1993 to 1997 was laughed at. Nobody thought it would be a way to distribute information. And even something like cars. When cars were first invented, they were looked at as toys for the rich. So I think what we're seeing right now is a disruptive technology that has the potential, I think, to allow value to be sent over the internet to anyone for basically for free. And I think that that is really powerful. And, you know, when you look at something even like Twitter, Twitter really allows instant global messaging around the world for free. If you had told somebody 50 years ago that you'd be able to talk to anybody and send information around the world for free, they would have thought you were crazy. And so I think that that's what we're looking at with the blockchain and Bitcoin, is a technology that has the potential to be highly disruptive, but it's at very early stages right here.
And for those that are listening that still have questions and that want to get in on the space, there's nobody better to talk to than Mike Leon from Athena Investor Services. Make it easy. On the website, there's certainly a full page of frequently asked questions. And as you said, Mike, the differentiator over here is that Athena is a high-touch investment services for digital currency and digital assets, and that is unique. That's different. You see a lot of websites that are out there, and it's very quick. It's do the transaction. You clearly have a specific niche in the market, and it's certainly helping your clients and those investors. So, Mike, we are out of time, and I want to make sure that people can find you and get in touch. What's the best method to follow up?
So they should go to our website, AthenaInvestorServices.com, fill out the initial questionnaire, and someone will be happy to get back to you. And again, even if you just want to talk and learn more about cryptocurrencies, we're happy to give you all the information that you could possibly want.
Excellent. AthenaInvestorServices.com. Lots of resources on that site. We're going to go to the headlines in just a moment, but we've got more for you on Get Down to Business after this break. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and we'll be right back.
Not a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world, or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all, but sometimes you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rob Dawson. Former Secretary of State John Kerry says President Trump simply didn't defend the U.S. during a joint news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin during their summit in Helsinki, Finland.
I found it to be one of the most disgraceful, remarkable moments of kowtowing to a foreign leader by an American president that anyone has ever witnessed.
Kerry speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. President Trump disagrees and seems to want a second summit.
He started with this, tweeting, "I had a great meeting with Putin, and the fake news used every bit of their energy to try and disparage it. So bad for our country." We know that the White House, the administration has invited Putin to come this fall, and that also seemed to catch many in the intel agencies off guard. Still no word on when and if this will happen.
Fox's Laura Engel. Francesco Molinari wins the British Open. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Eden. Slight delay from Foster to the junction from Lake Hook at 21 on the outbound at 19, inbound Kennedy. Pockets of slow delays from the junction into the circle, O'Hare to downtown at 35 from the junction 20, outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 33, outbound express lanes at 8 minutes on the inbound Ike. Sluggish from Mannheim into the circle, Thorndale to the post office at 37, on the way back out at 31. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely from 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34, on the way back out at 38 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan just after 31st, a crash blocking the right lane at Canalport, another accident blocking the left lane, 95th to downtown at 26 on the outbound at 18. It is currently overcast, 73 degrees. Tonight, a low 65, scattered showers. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 79. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to ReliefFactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
It's back. The MyPillow buy one, get one free offer back for the month of July. And if you haven't bought your MyPillows yet, here's your chance to save big. hey, even our 45th president mentioned he sleeps on a MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, was at his rally in Fargo last month, and the president recognized him and endorsed MyPillow on national TV. I love that I can move the field to get the support I need regardless of my sleep position. I never wake up with a headache or a stiff neck. MyPillow is made in America, washable, dryable, hypoallergenic. It has a 10-year warranty plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go online or call now for this BOGO deal and others, including 30% off everything else, including the MyPillow mattress toppers, as well as the pet bed sheets and more. Call 800-489-0201, promo code Amy, or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Amy.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. As promised, I'm thrilled to be joined by Ralph Welburn, the author of a brand new book, Topple, The End of the Firm-Based Strategy and the Rise of New Models for Explosive Growth. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So you've spent over 25 years providing business and technology advisory services to private and public sector organizations globally. Tell me a little bit about sort of what led to the writing of this fantastic new book that, of course, is available on Amazon. But we'll share that more information as we get further along in the conversation.
Yeah, I felt the need to write. I actually had no interest in writing another book. I was more than sufficiently busy, and yet the more work I was doing with different industries around the world, the more I saw that many firms were doing the same thing over and over again. And there's a character that I've always really really enjoyed from literature, and she's the Red Queen from Alice in Wonderland, and she's a character, I don't know if you remember, but she's a character who runs faster and faster, but stays in the same place. And she struck me to be a very apt analogy with what a lot of businesses were doing, which is, wow, what's the sexy new thing I need to invest in, whether it's AI or digital or innovation or whatever it happens to be. And it struck me that a lot of firms were running the Red Queen race. And yet at the same time, the topple rate of companies was accelerating. By topple rate, I mean the relative change in position. So 80% of the firms that were on the Fortune 500 or the Global 2000 20 years ago are no longer on there.
So Ralph, something that jumped out at me in the book is, and a really really core question that you helped to answer, which I was very impressed by, and just to give a quick teaser to our listeners, it's really talk about how instead of pushing products that you that how people can own a problem, meet a specific customer need, or tackle specific friction. I think that's something that is really important. Often, business owners just get into a specific grind, a specific rhythm. You use the term ecosystem. So tell me a little bit about how your experiences led to, I guess, answering that question.
Well, as I mentioned, a lot of people are running this Red Queen race, which means they're doing this same old stuff. And you think about it, it makes sense. Because businesses, I believe, are optimized for a world that doesn't exist anymore. And what I mean by that is they've been very, very successful in terms of selling and creating and distributing their products or services they deliver. So, of course, it makes sense. But the problem is, if the world shifts, and I fundamentally believe our competitive world has shifted, then what you did before just isn't relevant today. It nearly is relevant. So the products and services that you develop, it's simply selling more or adding new features onto the products that you've got today is not going to make you successful.
So you've explained that. You've explained the challenge, and I want to make sure that we sort of tease out that solution. We don't have a lot of time, but can you explain some of the suggestions that you share in your new book, Topple: The End of the Firm-Based Strategy and the Rise of New Models for Explosive Growth? What are some of those solutions that you recommend to business owners?
Yeah, so one of the most pragmatic steps is that to think about for every business, there have been about 20% of capabilities by which we define those as skill sets and technology assets that drive the majority of your business. It's always been that way. So if you're in a changed world, then it's only logical that there would be a new 20%. So figuring out what the existing 20% is and then what the new 20% is you need is really critical. Let me make it really tangible here. So I was working with an insurance company in the Midwest, and their argument was, well, look, our core value we offer is how we price risk. And all of our capabilities, or most of our capabilities, are around that asset of pricing risk. What happens in a world, this executive said, is if our core value we offer to our customers is not pricing risk, but preventing accidents. So think about that, because the 20% of capabilities to price risk is different from the capability needed to prevent accidents. So when he actually understood that fundamental shift, he said, good grief, what do I do now? It's not going to be enough to simply polish up my product I have today. There will be a new capability that I need, because the problem point that I'm going to, where I'm going to plant my flag for value, is not pricing risk.
Fascinating.
Accident.
Fascinating. Once again, we're chatting with the author of the new book, Topple, Ralph Welborn. What a fascinating journey that you've had, and fascinating sort of problem that you've set out to solve. I don't want to tease too much of this, because we want to make sure that our listeners buy the book. It's available on Amazon. Ralph, do you mind sharing one more time that title and anywhere else that you'd like our listeners to check out and read more information on your writings and a little bit about you?
Sure. The title of the book is Topple, The End of Firm-Based Strategy and the Rise of New Models of Explosive Growth. And the way to find more about it and to contact me is at clearprism.com.
Clearprism.com. Absolutely. And you can purchase the book either on Kindle or in hardcover format on Amazon. Ralph Welborn, thanks so much for joining us on the air. Coming up, another author. I'm going to be joined by Joseph Bartpinka, talking a little bit about his mother, Just Judy. That will be right after this very quick break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Brake lights from Wilson to the junction from Lake Hook at 20 on the outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown at 35 from the junction 20. Outbound 2 O'Hare from downtown at 30. Outbound express lanes at 8 on the inbound Ike. Heavy from Western into the circle. Thorndale to the post office at 40 from Mannheim at 26. Outbound to Thorndale from the post office at 31 minutes. Slight delay from Laramie to Austin. Inbound Stevenson, 35 to Lakeshore Drive at 34 on the way back out at 38. Slight delay from Ashland to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95 to downtown at 26 on the outbound at 18. Slight delay from 83rd to 95th Street. It is currently overcast, 73 degrees, scattered showers. Tonight, a low of 65. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 79. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARIS is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARIS provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARIS has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Here at HealthQuest, our high standard of healthcare doesn't come from a sickness care perspective, and neither should yours. And if you're not as healthy as you should be, and you're sick and tired of those health challenges, please call us. As we say here at HealthQuest, don't just stand there, do something. Do something good for yourself, just this one time. This is Dr. David Kobaba. If you're like me and my wonderful HealthQuest staff, well, we know how much you love helping others in this challenging world of ours. Now, if you could raise your level of health and wellness, well then you could be of greater service to those you know and love. What a great perspective, but you've got to put this intention into action. So just don't stand there. Do something. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline right now, 1-800-794-1855. 65. Do it now for yourself and a better future with higher health. 1-800-794-1855.
Hey, welcome back to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. And as our listeners know, I love to bring on role models. And my next guest, I've been looking forward to this conversation for quite a while. I'm thrilled to be joined by Joseph Bar Topinka, the son of Judy. And the title of Joe, of your book, it's called Just Judy. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Or can I say shalom?
Shalom, absolutely.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, it's great to have you. And Judy, your mom and I met. We didn't have a lot of interaction, but she inspired me. The bipartisan spirit, that energy that she brought. I was with her just a few months before she passed, and she was a bundle of energy and an inspiration to really everybody that met her. And I know that you are involved in passing along that legacy to the next generation and hopefully long beyond. But Joe, I want to start by asking you, what in the world are you wearing?
Well, Shalom, I'm glad you're asking that. And for those of people who are watching in the streaming video, I'm actually wearing a Czech Republic hockey jersey. And a good friend of mine, Krista Matlock, who went to college with me, knew of my pride in Czech heritage and my mother's pride in Czech heritage. And so I'm wearing the coat of arms for the Czech Republic, because I think one of the key things that you get out of the book, and one of the key things I think you always would get from my mother, was that she was very proud of her heritage. Mm-hmm. And she always wanted to instill that in me. She wanted to instill that in her granddaughter. But more importantly, what she loved was the fact that she could love her heritage. It made her love other people's heritage
so let's
even
talk,
more.
Let's talk about Judy Bar Topinka. Tell me a little bit about your mom.
Energy, ferocity, passion, inspiration, hard work. She wanted to make things better. She had this incredible desire to make things better. And if it was a matter of maybe good government, maybe it was a matter of perseverance, maybe it was a matter of advocating, I think she wanted good government. And with that good government, I think she wanted good management and leadership to come together. You know, I teach students this all the time. You can't good managers aren't necessarily good leaders, and good leaders aren't necessarily good managers. But when you get somebody who's a good manager and a leader, wow. And I got to tell you something. Mom, on a good day, represented some of the best of both.
So your mom, she has filled so many different roles in the public eye. We've seen her as a member of the Illinois House of Representatives. She served as the Illinois Comptroller, and she was actually elected to a role and then passed shortly after that election. Tell us a little bit about what our listeners might not know about your mom as a child, growing up as a wife, as a mother, and perhaps behind the scenes as a state politician.
I think people probably would be surprised at the fact that she was a mother. People come up to me today and say, I didn't know Judy Bar Topinka had a son. Well, Judy Bar Topinka did have a son, and her son was on active duty for 20 years,
right,
which required me to be very quiet. There are a lot of rules in the federal government that really do not allow you to get into political activities. So it was very awkward to always be in an audience, and my mother would say, hey, I got somebody to introduce you to, and he's in the audience. And then people say, why aren't you up there? Well, there's some rules I got to follow.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, well, thank you for your appreciation. I was a military lawyer, and I worked hard. But she was a mother, and I think that's an important thing to know. Most people don't realize she was a journalist. And as I've been going through the state, I have found some of her old articles. My mother was actually an incredibly great writer. And in this book is basically designed for young people, but adults like it as well. I've put some of her articles in there. And there's one article about Spiro Agnew, which most people will not even know this name, but that goes back to the Nixon administration. When you read the article, you see that she never changed. Her attitude was the same from when she was a journalist to when she was in public office. But she was a mother. She was a wife. Yes, the marriage didn't work out, but she had a high school sweetheart, just like a lot of other people did. And what's amazing, this is Shalom, is that she grew up in a very loving family. A little crazy, as she would say, but she grew up in a loving family that was very proud of its heritage. And here's another thing most people don't know. She spoke another language before she spoke English.
Really?
She spoke Czech first. So, and I talk about that in the book because I want people in this state, in this country, but mostly in this state, to realize that if you come to this state and you know another language, you can still fit in because there's ways of learning and there's ways of growing and there's ways of adapting. And that's what my mother did.
So I'm chatting with my guest here in studio, Joseph Bartopinka, son of Judy Bartopinka. And Judy was a Republican, but it's very interesting. On the cover of the book that we have here in studio, and we're going to talk more about the book after a quick break, you have a quote from President Barack Obama saying that Judy was blunt, pragmatic, unfailingly cheerful and energetic, and always willing to put politics aside to find common sense solutions that make a difference for the people of Illinois. That's not a common theme to have that sort of bipartisan recognition. And that's what I've always admired about Judy Bartopinka, your mom, that she put politics aside, bottom line, to help people, to do good for people. And that's a very important lesson. And hopefully that's something that through your book, it will live on. And I know that you're doing a lot of speaking, and we'll, of course, share the website to make sure that people know where to find the book and read a little bit of those lessons. So what is your fondest memory of your mom?
The fondest memory of my mom was I talk about this in the book. She wasn't the greatest cook.
Thing that Judy Bartopinka did not do well. Okay.
She was not a good cook, and she used to make these chocolate cakes, and she would put too many chocolate chips in these chocolate cakes, and then she'd put them in the freezer for whatever reason, I don't know, and the chocolate chips would freeze. And people would try to cut into the cake, and they couldn't get through. And she was known as making the brick cakes.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to talk more about the book in just a moment. Joseph Bartopinka, stand by. And listen, get down to business. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment.
Being successful in business means overcoming enormous obstacles to serve your customers and community. AM 560, The Answer, wants to shine a spotlight on businesses that are thriving. We want to celebrate their success by finding out what makes these businesses unique, successful, and what we can learn from them. We want to know how you built it. Presented by Chicagoland Waterproofing. To tell us how you built it, go to 560theanswer.com/built. That's 560theanswer.com/BUILT. Sponsored by Signature Bank and Ozinga.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school, you may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
Welcome back. The show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Once again, continuing our conversation with Joseph Bartopinka, talking about a new-ish book called Just Judy, A Citizen and Leader for Illinois. It's the story of Judy Bartopinka. Joe, you just shared a very kind of comical, funny story about Judy's cooking, or perhaps that wasn't her skill set. She had a lot of others. But Joe, what was your mom's proudest accomplishment?
I think my mother's proudest accomplishment was the unclaimed assets program in the state treasurer's office. She was able to get that when George Ryan was governor, and she made it into this thing called the cash dash, which the current state treasurer is still running, and it's doing even greater.
It is.
And it's fantastic. And I would encourage school teachers, because this book is designed for school kids and junior high school kids, maybe even freshmen in high school, and even adults. But I would encourage kids to go on to the state treasurer's site and play with the cash dash and see if the family has unclaimed assets. You'd be amazed on what gets lost in today's day and age.
That's a proud accomplishment, and that's certainly living on. So the book includes 100-plus activities, projects, and essay questions. Let's talk about what is inside that book. And I'm also curious about the journey in writing and actually having the book illustrated. It's a fun book. It is fun. It's colorful. What's inside?
Everything from leadership to good government, civility, perseverance, balance, integrity, heritage, advocacy, photos, references to things that she did in her life, activities that help teachers bring out issues for kids in a classroom. Even the thing of how a law becomes a law in Illinois, which I still think people don't understand. And Shalom, honestly, it's a book that's based on my experience when I was a 6th, 7th, and 8th grader, learning from my mother as she was learning while she was a legislator in Springfield, a state rep, a state senator. She was learning while I was learning. And this book is my way of saying, hey, learn something.
So who's the audience for the book?
I would say it's students and middle school students, early high school students, and teachers and parents. Like, for example, you know, I talk about civility and protocol. If I was a parent, I would love my kid to say, and I do this with my kid now, Alexandra, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, civility. Because the most important thing mom would say is that if you can't be civil to people, then you can't form compromises. And right now, I worry that in our world today, we're not being very civil to each other. Maybe this book will teach young people about the importance of civility and how it can create compromise.
That is such an important lesson for students from all, regardless of geography. Certainly here in Illinois, we have fond memories. I have fond memories of your mom and reading about her. And hopefully people will continue to talk about Judy. And you're making sure that that happens. Tell me about the Judy Bartzpinka Charitable Foundation.
Well, you know, between the book and the foundation, our effort was to try to do positive things to encourage people. We're kind of new, but we just had our first Judy Award in April, and then we're working on a scholarship, and we're working on ways to find to influence and to help students as they go forward to do the right thing, and the right thing being the things that Judy believed in, which was good government, ethics, civility, and love of heritage. What a great combination. What great lessons to teach young people. What an incredible legacy for Illinois. And by the way, what a great time to do this, our bicentennial year.
Oh, absolutely. So your mom, Judy Bartzpinka, passed on December 10th, 2014. But that does not mean that her memory goes away. In fact, I think that right now through the book and through your stories and through your talks, you're helping that continue. There's a lot more information on the website, including ways for folks to purchase the book. And I want to make sure that we direct people there.
Shalom,
Joseph Bartzpinka,
Shalom,
please share the information.
It's very simple. www.judybartzpinka.org. And you can punch the little button on there on www.judybartzpinka.org. And you can go to Amazon and buy the book. And there's great resources that I'm constantly adding for students, teachers, and parents.
JudyBartzpinka.org. Lots of resources, lots of information, including the book, Just Judy. Joe, thanks so much for joining
me
here in studio.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We're powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, TandemHR.com. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance, workers'